Good morning.
Okay, we are at Yosef Miller again. Sorry, I'm here for at least a few days. Shin Chet Muksa. All right, so we've covered most of the basic principles, I believe. We are at a few important continued examples, and removing garbage. We're going to get to that's a big topic of today. I think we're on Lamed Gimel or Lamed Beis? Lamed Beis. Oh, okay. So Lamed Beis, Dag Maluach, Mutar, Lamed Beis, Shinchet, Lamed Beis. Dag Maluach, right? Salty fish. Mutar Lateltelo, Vesheino Maluach, Asar, Mipnei Sheino Ra'oi. So if it's salted and ready to eat, so then that's okay. So then that's fine. I don't know how it works with herring and sardines, but that's all good. That's all edible. But if it's not edible and you're not going to salt it, so then obviously it's muksa. You're not going to use it on Shabbos. Lamed Gimel. Kamiya she'eno mumcha. Now here you have the amulets that people wore. Now as far as carrying outside, it must be a mumcha. It has to be that we know that it works. But for the purposes of a muksa, since for you, you believe in it, you care about it, and it's miyucha, right, set aside to be used, so then it's not muksa. Even though you may not be able to carry outside, you certainly can, right, if it's worn, but you certainly, it's not muksa. Afo pi she'en yotzim bo metaltalin oto. You're allowed to, okay. Lamed dalet. Kol davar metunaf kagon re'i, viki, vitzoa. So any kind of excrement or vomit, so then, what's the din? Bein shel adam, bein shel tarnagolim, uchayotze behen. Doesn't matter if it's from people or birds, animals. Im hayut bechatzer, sheyoshvim ba. If it's in your chatzer, in a place where you use. And this should include also the streets. If you're walking outside in the streets and you have your dog is going to lay down some excrement on the grass or on the cement where people walk. So then, mutar lehotziyam la'ashpa. So again, these items, it's excrement, soa, whatever we're talking about, vomit, these things are muksa, we're assuming mahmat gufa, because the item itself is completely very disgusting. We're not talking about a little bit disgusting, we're talking about very disgusting. And these items, by definition, are muksa. Now, we're going to see, the Mishnah Berurah points out, shortly, in Shin Yud, the very beginning, we're going to have another case where something is disgusting, and it's not muksa. You're allowed to carry it. So, he points out, others, that it depends according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Right, famous machloket, we hold like Rabbi Shimon, that he doesn't hold a muksa, which means not every case of muksa is aser. Some things are muksa and aser, and some things are not. More makel than Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, things that are a little bit disgusting are not even muksa machmat gufo, but things that are very disgusting are machmat ma'is harbe, whatever you want to call it. So then, it's muksa. Now, so this will come up with the garbage can, how you categorize it as very ma'us, or just a little bit, or not at all. Right, so here, so Chazal gave us a special dispensation, even though normally it would be muksa, anything that's very disgusting, you need to get out of your way, you're allowed to move it. And we'll see even be a dime. So it's 100% mutter to move. Okay? You can bring it to the garbage, bring it to the bathroom. You can do it with your hands. You don't have to use a kli. You don't have to do tilto minitzah, tilto begufo, akol mutter. And if it was in a chatzah that you don't live in other words, you're not using it. It's not being used. No one's walking there. So then, asur leotziyam. Because it really is muksa. And therefore, there's no reason to remove it. Now, for the odd chance, people don't usually go there, but for the odd chance that some kid might go there, so then you just cover it up. Okay. Lamed hei. Afa pi shemutar lehotzi giraf shel rei ve'avit shel meiraglaim. You had these special containers made of cheres. So they were very porous, and they'd become very disgusting. also some forms of wood can be is porous, and they become very. The item itself absorbs, and the item itself becomes disgusting, and therefore even the item itself, it has the same din as the tzoa itself, and it becomes aser. The Mishnah Berurah, others point out, if you're talking about metal, plastic, other items that don't absorb the same, it does not, or glass, it doesn't have the same halacha. Asur lahachziram ela in keinatan letocham mayim. So he says, you're allowed to take it out in order to get it out of your house. You use the item, porta potties, whatever. Not exactly porta potties.
Bedpans,
or some items like that you have in your home. So you're definitely allowed to take them out and move them to a different room or take them outside. But to return them, he says it's usr, because be'etzem, though these items are muksa, and you have no reason to bring them back in unless you're gonna, when you need to use them, then you can carry them. Or even now, if you put water in there, and it's drinkable water, at least enough for an animal. It doesn't have to be for, I saw some of your faces, doesn't have to be drinkable for a person, but it needs to be clean enough. I guess you can rinse it outside maybe if there's no, you're not watering anything. But anyways, as long as you can put water in there and it is at least usable on some level for an animal, or it's still usable, then you can bring them back inside. Lamed Vav. You're not allowed to inaugurate one of these bedpans for the first time. Certainly if it's something that's not for sure miyuchad for a bedpan, to inaugurate it for the first time, that's allowed, because you're making it ma'us for the first time, and you're gonna have to take it out when it's ma'us. V'im avar v'asa'o, but if you did use it for the first time, mutar la'atzio. In other words, once you use it, even though you weren't supposed to use it lechatchila, now it's disgusting, now you're allowed to remove it. Something that was bought for that purpose and it's miyuchad for that purpose, that might be okay even to inaugurate it. But here, okay. Let's go to Lamed Zayin. V'makom de'ika pseda, in a place where if you leave it outside, it might get stolen or broken or something's going to happen to it. So then, mutar lachnis mitato etzel giraf shorev v'ligo yeshivato sham kidei lehotzio. So how do you move it? Sit down, put a chair there, put a bed over there, eat something, take a nap over there. And if you start to use that place, so then right away, you don't want to sit next to it. So it's a little bit of a harama type of thing. But since now you're using that spot, and now it's disgusting for you, now you have a right to remove it. And as we learned, once you pick something up, beheter, you're allowed to continue moving it, to put it back to where you need to put it. Okay. Alright. So just to touch upon garbage cans real quick, just want to point out that there are some who are strict when it comes to garbage cans. It is pretty much accepted, not a question, that if you have a garbage can in your home, you're allowed to use it. You're allowed to fill it up without moving the garbage can. You know, you open up the lid and you put in the garbage. And when it gets full, and you need it out of your kitchen, then you're allowed to take it out. Even if it's not full, if it starts to have a smell, an odor, and it's unpleasant, for sure, you're allowed to take it out. No problem. If you have, we're going to see maybe some more cases, if you have some garbage on the table, you're allowed to clean it up. It's disgusting for you. You're allowed to get rid of it. The question is, does a garbage can in and of itself have a din of muksa? So some write, it's muksa mahmat mius. Now, our garbage cans are not very disgusting, but I have seen some people write that it's disgusting enough that it's considered mahmat mius. I'm not sure how well that fits with shin yud, but that's what I've seen. Some say also becomes a basis, ladavar ha'aser, or a kalisha malachto le'iser, because you're putting in something disgusting in there. Others say that there's no problem, and once, I guess the real nafkamina would be is if you want to take it outside. If you want to take the aqua, to take out the plastic garbage bag, you just take it outside and throw it away. That's easy. If you want to take the actual garbage bin, take it outside, toss it, and then bring it back in your house. So some say, don't put it down, keep holding it, because once you're holding it, you can bring it back in. Right? We're assuming there's no Eruv Chutzah issues. Some say, put some water in. Okay, many say it's not a problem at all. And the other thing where it comes up is, let's say you want to clean your table. So some people carry the garbage can to each, to your one table, or if you're in a big cafeteria, table to table to table, can you schlep it along with you, fill up the garbage and keep moving on. So some point out that it doesn't matter. Some do point out that they do hold its muksa. And some say that, number one, it's still a kli. It's clean enough. It never becomes aser. And as we're going to see in a moment,
because of the garbage bag,
or it never becomes completely disgusting, and it doesn't absorb. Our garbage cans are hard and not porous, so it doesn't become machmat mius. And some say, as long as even if you were to consider it to be muksa, since now you're cleaning your table, the whole dispensation is you're allowed to get rid of things that are disgusting, and you don't have to do it with any kind of shinui. So once you don't have to do it with the shinui, you don't have to pick up the garbage with your hands. You can bring something out. You can bring your garbage can, and it's all part of getting rid of it. A real knot is definitely a problem. Yeah, kesher shel kayama, a regular bosh is okay. One person pointed out, he said, what you should do is, if you want to be machmer, is either if you want to move the garbage can, kick it with your foot, or before Shabbos, inside the garbage can, underneath the plastic garbage bag, right, not inside the garbage bag, put a key or something of some kind of chashivut, of importance. And then it becomes a basis for this and a basis leheter, and it's not a problem. Anyway, so there are different opinions with the garbage. And let's see here. Lamed chet. Right? Machnis adami ba'od yom elo kupato afar umiyached lo keren zavit. Even though we know one of the classic examples of muksa is dirt, earth, stones that have no purpose, you can set it aside. As far as we know, in general, everything that we're talking about muksa, everything, if you set it aside, it's no longer a muksa. If you set it aside before Shabbos that you're going to use it, it's no longer a muksa. There might be a couple exceptions, but that is the general rule. So over here, even dirt, you set it aside in a specific spot. We also say, well, kol tzorecha b'Shabbat, you can use it for any of your usages, for Shabbos, whatever you want. You go nitol menu l'chasot soa. You can use it to cover up a spit. So, about im lo yichelo keren zavit, but if you, we're talking about dirt floors, so that's why you need to specify a specific place. But if you didn't specify, so the whole thing becomes batel agav afar abayit v'sur l'taltelo. If you have tile floors, then it's not much of an issue. You set it aside. You set it aside. Therefore, people used to set wrap or store their fruit inside sand. And even though the sand is normally muksa, here it's set aside as a purpose. So this dirt or this sand is not muksa. It's set aside before Shabbos for your fruit. Okay. Lamed tet. Asur letaltel behema chaya va'of. Okay, now so here's famous iser of picking up moving animals. V'afal pichein, even though that's aser, mutar lichpot et esal lifnei afrochim kidei shi'alu v'yerdu bo v'odam alav asur letaltelo. So he points out, even though animals are muksa and you can't pick them up, and there is an iser to mevatel a kli mehechano, to make something that's unusable on Shabbos, and you turn it into muksa, You're not allowed to do that. So even though you're putting it there for the purposes of these animals or little chicks to go climb on them, so it's still mutter. Why? Because you're not complete. In order to be make something mevato kli mehechano, it's when you specifically leave it there. You want it to be there. You want the items to be on it, and relatively long term. So I mean, not long term, but let's say for the rest of the day, not just for a few moments. And so therefore, in this case, you're just leaving it there for the chicks for a few minutes, an hour, whatever it is, no problem. Even longer. And while the chicks are on them, because the chicks are muksa, you can't move this basket or whatever you put underneath them, you can't move it while they're on it because it's muksa for them. But it doesn't become muksa for the rest of the day, and it's not clean because all you can easily just shoo the birds away and you can continue using your basket. Some point that out by the garbage cans as well, that it's just there for a short amount of time, and it's not that you need it in the garbage can, just that's a place to put it there, and you're going to throw it out sooner or later. Okay. Mem. Kol behema chaya ve'of midadim otam bechatzer. So normally animals are muksa, and once things are muksa, you can't drag it, you can't push it, you can't pull it, even partially. Here, okay, number one, we're in a chatzer, so there's no, so it's a karmelis, it's not deraisa. And why are you allowed to, you're kind of nudging them or dragging them? Dehainu, she'ochez b'tzavaran u'bistadim u'molichan. You're grabbing them by their necks or their sides, and you're pulling them a little bit. Okay, you're not lifting them above the ground, but you are moving them. Okay, so why is that allowed? It's because this is an issue of tsar balei chayim. So the issue of, because of tsar balei chayim, they might suffer, they can get lost.
Or the mechanism is that you're talking
about. Right. Right, but right. It's through tzar balei, right. The animals, you're assisting the animal, but it's through the mechanism of tzar balei chayim. And therefore, muksa is not aser when it's an issue of tzar balei chayim. Im tzrichim balei chayim lechach, ubilvad shelo yagbihem b'inyan sheyakru aglehem min haaretz. But you can't pull them upward where you're going to be lifting them. The muktzinhem v'aser letal, because really they're muksa, so we're letting you partially move them. Chutz, but to completely lift it, that's complete total. Chutz mitarnagolet she'im nadin otah, but a chicken, a rooster, this is something you can't pull. Mipenei, as soon as you start to pull them, happens memela shegmagbat atzamina aretz. They, while you're pulling them, they're also lifting up themselves. V'nim says that mitalto, and it comes out that you are assisting them and picking them up. But all animals, not a question, you are allowed to push them, even these roosters. All right. Now, mechamer is if you're making them carry stuff. Here you're just moving them. So it's not related to mechamer. The question. Now, Bishut Harabim is a problem, right? Bishut Harabim, that's Deraisa. So there, you're not allowed to move, drag these animals because it might come to carrying them. And animals in Bishut Harabim is a Chayav Deraisa of carrying, as opposed to people who can walk. So we say if they're able to walk, not a baby, but they're able to walk, and Chay Nosei Et Atzmo, and then it's not a problem. Okay, and so here, in a Carmelite, he says it's okay. Even animals, not a problem. There is a machloket achronim, though, just to point out, in a Carmelite with animals. As, some argue on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah is makel for big animals, he's machmer for smaller animals, but if you do tiltum min atzad, it would be okay also. So pets. So that's a separate issue. Here we're not talking about pets. These are animals that are not yours, or you use them for work, or you use them for your business. But we're not talking about pets. No, no, you own them, but they're not pets. Pets are animals that you play with. And that happens, now that you brought it up, pets are clearly a machloket rishonim. There's an opinion in, I forget the exact page, Shavas Tosfos, might be Mem Hei Amud Beis, but there's an opinion over there that says pets are not muksa, or Zerua says pets are not muksa. It's a tshuva and the Rush that he writes pets are muksa, and those who were talking about, the Rush was talking about, I think, birds. Again, whether, let's assume there's no difference between birds and dogs, but so anyways, it's a machloket rishonim. If pets are different, some point out, just like anything you set aside as a toy or something that's useful for you, then it's mutter. And some say that because Chazal, basically the main reason is because Chazal made a special gzera by animals and they deemed them muksa and not being able to pick them up, so therefore that the pets are included. So anyway, so that's a machlokas. Interesting, interesting topic. I'll just point out interesting hara. It's on Igros Moshe. I forgot now. You can look it up. Chelek Vav. I think it's Vav. Maybe Hey. But anyways, it's famous. Kaf Hey or Kaf Aleph. So there, first he seems to say pets are aser, and then it's added in the smaller print that it's mutter. So it's anyways, depends how you interpret the Igros Moshe and who edited his tshuvas over there. So just interesting tidbit of info. But anyways, the ma'aseh it's a machloket rishonim and a machloket achronim. Okay, let's go to next. Mem Aleph. Ha'isha medadad bena afilu b'shus harabim. A woman, a mother, are able to to pull their kids even in Rishu Sarabim. Right? But it's only Nesir Darabanan to carry your children in this case. So when you need to, you're allowed to pull them. Ubilvad shelo tigrereu. But you're not allowed to drag them. In Rishu Sarabim, you're not allowed to drag your children, you're allowed to pull them. But you can't be dragging them. You can nudge them along and pull them a little bit. But you can't lift them up and you cannot be mamish dragging them. Mishnah Berurah points out, as far as dragging in a karmelit, it's a machloket. He says one should be machmer, but there are some who are mekel. Eli yehi magbia raglo achas v'yaniach hashni al aretz v'yishen alea ad sheyachzor v'yaniach raglo sheyigbia. When you are pulling your child, you should always make sure that he always has one foot on the ground and that you're not doing all the motion yourself, he's also using some of his own force. Shenimtza le'olam hu nishan al raglo achas. So as long as he always has one foot on the ground, that's okay. Common scenario, if you get stuck in a karmelit, what do you do with your kids? Bishat ha'dchak. If you're stuck bishat ha'dchak and you have no choice, and it's sakana just to leave him in the street or in the even on the sidewalk all day. So then your one's allowed to be. That's a general rule. One's psak. One is allowed to carry their child if you have no choice in the karmelit. And if it's yeshur sarabim, you'd have to do pachos dalet dalet, right? Less than dalet almost at a time, and then stop. And if it'd be a baby who isn't able to walk, so then, even in a karmelit, you should do pachas dalet dalet as well. Okay. Mem bet. Davar shehu muksa. Something that's muksa, mutar ligabo. Anything that's muksa, it's 100% mutar to touch it. Ubilvad sheloyhe menanea filo mikzeto. You cannot move part of the muksa itself, but you are allowed to touch it. The Mishnah Berurah, famous Mishnah Berurah, Bir Halacha, in Shin Bet Yud Aleph points out, but the hair, you are probably allowed to move of an animal. Even if the animal is 100% muksa, the hair is not a problem. The foot would be a problem to move part of it. But the hair itself wouldn't. Okay. Where do we move on? Mem Gimel. Mutar l'tfel muksa yidei neficha. One is allowed, it doesn't matter what the muksa is, you're allowed to blow on it and move it through blowing. Mem Dalet, Kli shenitroa lo yitlu mimeno cheres lechasad bo o lismoch bo. Okay, kli that became ruined and has no purpose anymore, you can't. So then you can't use it.
You can't break it off.
Right.
We had in the beginning of the month, we had a clay that broke. We still use it to go ahead and cover things up. Here he's saying, can't break off.
Can't break it off.
And put it on to use it as a cover. It has to stay as it is.
Because of Motza, or because of you're doing some kind of law by breaking it off? What's the problem?
So the mission verse is Tikkun Kli.
Tikkun.
There you go. Okay, very good. Can't break it for Tikkun Kli. Mem hey. Asur is chok b'shabbat v'yom tov b'kadur. V'shulchan Aruch paskins, balls are asur because of muksa on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and you cannot use them.
Even indoors?
That's a very good question. It would seem so. Haga v'yesh matirin v'nagu lahakel. And the Haga, the Rama says, but there are some say it's you're allowed to, and the minhag is to be mekel, because you set aside this animal to be this ball to use, sorry. You set aside the ball, and then it's miyuchad for it, and it's mutter. And
elsewhere says that really it's mutter, but mishum Shabbos, it's not so Shabbos, they get to be aser, so he doesn't really know.
Right, so the Mishnah Berurah and others, many others, say as far as playing ball outdoors, it's uvdin dechol, and for adults or games, the general, it's better to be learning. But if you're going to be schmoozing anyway, the minhag for Ashkenazim is that it's okay. Balls outdoors, that's very much uvdin dechol, a very daily activity, and that's very frowned upon. I'll just point out though, according to the Sephardic poskim, there's a mix. Some say balls and games are mutter, and some say they're aser b'yisam muksa. And then many of them point out that either sometimes we're mekel like the Rama, that because that became the minhag, and also they point out that the balls and the games that we have nowadays are completely different. They used to be made of paper, they used to be dirty, they were outside. Those are the balls that we're talking about. And they were just not something you'd even bring into your home. And it wasn't, you know, factory made, v'chule. And well, someone said it wasn't miyuchad. I think most of them are assuming they were talking about a ball that was, according to Moran, it was maybe. Right, exactly. So these days it could be different. Okay, even according to Moran. Memvav, asur l'sei tachat atzilav zera tolim shosin ameshi. Under your armpit, you cannot put eggs of silkworms. Mipnei she'asur b'totol. It's muksa, number one, in and of its own right. Va'od shehu molid b'chumel. And because under your armpit it's warm, it makes worms come out, and it's aser because of molid. Okay, memzayin. Yesh osim l'teltel beged shatnes. Some say the beged of shatnes is aser, v'yesh matirin, some say it's mutter, because generally the halacha is, some say to be machmer, and some say you could be mekel. The main reason behind it is, on the one hand, it's a beged, that's the reason to be mekel. On the other hand, it's miyuchad for shatnez, and it's not usually used, and therefore why it may be aser. Memchet mutar letaltel benifa b'shabbos avriach hazvuvim. You're allowed to use a fan, even though it's to shoo away flies. That's no problem. A handheld fan we're talking about. Yeah, we're not talking about electric fans to plug them in. But if it is already plugged in, so then that's a discussion. Okay, thanks for bringing that up. Mem Tet. You know what? I think we'll stop here. We'll finish this tomorrow. Okay.